We've got a busy afternoon today. I'm pleased to say my first guest of the afternoon has arrived, and we've got Josh Heathcon, who's the service development manager for the mental health service. Good afternoon to you, Josh.
Hi, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you for coming in. Now then, we've got a new mental health centre here in Dorchester, haven't we?
Well, absolutely. Relatively new. So it's called the Community Front Room, and we opened in January of this year.
And is there a big demand for that?
I think there's an increasing demand. I think if you look at the kind of national landscape, you know, mental health seems to be at the forefront of a lot of people's concerns for many different reasons. So we're one of many services locally that people can access. And I guess I'm here to spread the word and let people know what it is that we do and how they can receive support.
Yeah, give us a little rough outline of what you do provide over there.
Absolutely. So I think some of the USPs, as it were, are some of the main points that I'd like to get across is that we're an open access service, so no appointment needed. People can drop in and talk about whatever feels important for them to talk about, particularly if they feel that those challenges that they're holding are leading them to struggle to cope. Importantly, we're an adult service, so for people 18 and above. And really, you'll be welcomed warmly, friendly by mental health support workers who will sit down and open up that space for you to talk about what's important to you and maybe how can we help.
And what sort of problems are you seeing with people? What are they coming to you with?
It's a real cross-section of different problems. As you can imagine, we're all different people. We all have different experiences. So understandably, we bring different challenges, and different things might lead to a crisis in one person as opposed to another. So it could be anything from loneliness, from anxiety, from worry. Maybe people are dealing with some more difficult challenges that lead to suicidal thoughts. You know, it's really anything and everything. But I guess the message for me is that we invite people to come and receive support on their terms. So it's whatever's happening for them. We don't decide what's too big or too small. It's that person that decides, and we welcome people to come and speak about what's important to them, Andy.
Yeah, well, one person's small problem is another person's huge problem, isn't it? You know.
Indeed, and we acknowledge that, absolutely.
So you are getting people sometimes who are sadly suicidal as well?
Yes, unfortunately so. It's not uncommon for people who are going through really difficult challenges to have those thoughts. And that's, I think, one of the real valuable asset of the support that we offer is that that's okay to come and speak about that. We encourage people to come and share those concerns with us. And as well, something important to point out is that we're open on Thursdays through to Sundays out of hours. So from 2:15 till 9:15 at night, people can come and speak to a mental health support worker about those things that they might be sat with into the evenings or at weekends alone.
And people with a particularly big problem, do you have to sometimes refer them on to somewhere else?
Absolutely. So, you know, we like to connect people to the different services according to their needs, but we'll do that whilst we're working alongside somebody. So, you know, I guess the key's in the title of the service, the Community Front Room. We're part of a community of practice. So we deliver the service in partnership with the local NHS, and we also connect in with other community services as well. So depending on what that person is going through and the challenges that they're holding, we can walk alongside them to connect to the service that can support them at the time that they need it, as well as the support that we offer.
Do you find you get a greater demand perhaps if the country is going through a tough time and people haven't got very much money? All of that creates more demand for you?
It's a really good question, and it'd be interesting to crunch the numbers, but understandably, in times of local and national crisis and pressure and stress levels are high, you know, it's quite easy to see how that impacts people's mental health. So yeah, absolutely, you know, it's not uncommon for there to be be trends, if you will, in an increased demand as society struggles with cost of living and the other things that you mentioned.
Now, if anybody knows somebody and they're a little bit concerned about them, maybe they're not acting themselves, is there anything that we could look out for to be able to tell if somebody might need some help?
Absolutely. There are maybe some telltale signs. People may be feeling more, people not seeming themselves. And oftentimes the person that knows them better might have a good understanding of when somebody's not feeling themselves. And I would encourage anybody who knows somebody that could be struggling to come and speak to one of our team. In fact, that person who has recognised that in a loved one or a friend that they're not doing well, I'd encourage them for that person to come and speak to our team as well. Because often that can be quite stressful and pressurising, knowing that somebody's struggling and not knowing where to turn.
Yeah, it sort of rubs off on the other person.
Absolutely. And also as well, you know, we're lucky in Dorchester and Dorset to have access to mental health support around the clock, our service being one, but there's also the 24/7 connection helpline that people can call and talk to, again, another professional about the concerns they're experiencing or the concerns that they have for somebody else.
Do you think there's a bigger demand now than what there used to be, say, 10, 20 years ago? Do you think things have got worse for mental health or better because we're looking after people now?
That would be really difficult for me to say for many reasons, largely because I've not been working in mental health, Andy, for 20 years.
You're too young.
Well, thank you. I think you might be surprised. But certainly, you know, I think that... That there's a kind of a double-edged sword thing going on. We have lots and lots of destigmatizing awareness days, which is wonderful, but inevitably, you know, people still struggle, and sometimes that you shine a light on different challenges, then they become more apparent and obvious. So I think there's some wonderful work being done around destigmatizing mental health, and that has made people accessing services easier.
Yeah, there's a lot more awareness now, isn't it? You know, the public are much more aware of mental health.
Absolutely, and I think that can only really be a good thing for everybody involved.
Now, if anybody's interested in your services, how can they find out more?
Well, there's different ways. You know, type in Google, you know, good old Google or your search engine, community front rooms or community mental health support in Dorchester, or you could head straight to the local NHS's website, so that's dorsethealthcare.nhs.uk, and search for community front rooms, and you can find lots of information about your local service in Dorchester and also similar services across the county.
Well, lovely. Well, thank you very much for coming in today, Josh.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks for having me.